It stands to reason that people with cancer might be more susceptible to developing severe COVID-19 disease, and now a new analysis confirms it. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, describes the data.
It does encompass 28,500 subjects with cancer and COVID-19 diagnoses. The 30-day mortality ranged from 13% to 50 to 60%. Age, gender, and comorbidities, they all made a difference. The groups that particularly did poorly with cancer were folks with thoracic cancers. The other are hematologic cancers, particularly things like multiple myeloma and melanomas. And then the final group, of course, are folks undergoing bone marrow transplantation.
Nelson says people with cancer should be sure to get fully vaccinated, receive boosters, and use masks. They should also consider limiting their exposure to people they know are also vaccinated while avoiding large groups. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.